Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just looked on my bank account this morning, and there is a charge from a place called DailyGadgets.com or something like that. And I called. This is the phone number that was listed with it. I don't know what that is.
Okay, give me 1 second. I can take a look at it for you.
Thank you.
Where's your zip code?
47129.
Your name?
Sandra Pelkey, P-E-L-K-E-Y.
Your address, Ms. Pelkey?
128. Shit, where do I live? I haven't lived here very long. 128 Alter Drive.
Thank you.
Clarkson, yeah. What is that for?
It looks like you signed up for the Wi-Fi booster. I see that you paid the $7.95 on April 7th, and I see that that was shipped out.
Yeah, now that's according to the paperwork or the stuff I read, that's all I was getting charged because I did a survey, and it said you get to pick an item, and all you have to pay is the shipping.
Did you read over your terms and conditions? You're paying just the shipping on the Wi-Fi booster, but that's not covering the monthly membership for the Wi-Fi booster.
It didn't say, I didn't see nothing about monthly membership, and I saved it and went over it and read it again.
Go back online and read back over the terms and conditions, Ms. Pelkey. Would that explain to you?
Why is there a fee on it? I don't want that in, and I didn't. That's deceptive.
No, ma'am. It explained the Wi-Fi booster and the terms and the charge for it. And before you put in your information to submit the order, it asks you, have you read the terms in full? And do you authorize your card to be debited for the $19.99 for the monthly membership? So that was explained to you.
It didn't say nothing about $19.99.
Ma'am, you can go back online and review your terms and conditions.
I'm going to, but it doesn't say anything about $19.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not here to go back and forth with you, ma'am. I know that it's there. I read it every single day. I can cancel your account if you want me to cancel your account.
Yes, please.
Give me 1 second. I'll get that taken care of for you. Excuse me?
I'd like to have both the $19.99 and the $7.95 put back on.
The $7.95 is what you paid the post office for delivery, and I'm not sure if they will give you your money back because they did deliver it to your home. You placed the order for the Wi-Fi boost, and they delivered it as you requested. So the post office is not going to refund you that charge.
I know, but there's no way it's already at the post office. The post office isn't open yet.
It has already went in our processing department, ma'am.
Wow, they do that in the middle of the night because I just...
We hear 24 hours, 7 days a week, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just can't imagine that the post office would have it already.
Do you mind holding?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding, Ms. Pelkey. I spoke with my manager. She is going to go ahead and authorize a refund on those two charges. Going forward, make sure that you're reading your time before you submit your online orders, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
Anything
much.
Else for you?
No, I'll go look on my bank account. How long do you think it'll take?
3 to 5 business days. So that's not including weekends.
Dang. Okay, I wish it took 3 to 5 days for my stuff to come through to everybody else.
It has to go back to your bank. They have to release it back to your account.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else for you?
What's your name? That way,
Felicia.
Felicia. Hi, Felicia. You have a great weekend, hon.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.